Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. A student with emotional disabilities is restrained on the ground by three adults. Children are being thrown to the floor and slapped, resulting in bruises and scratches. Another student loses a tooth after excessive restraint. These are all cases of abuse that have been uncovered in a Disability Law Center report into practices at the Therapeutic Intervention Program in the Holyoke Public School District. Well, joining us now with more is Stan Eichner. He's director of litigation at the Disability Law Center in Boston, and he supervised the report on the Peck School in Holyoke. Stan Eichner, thank you for coming in. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to have your interest.
So first of all, can you describe to us what the Therapeutic Intervention Program at the Holyoke Public School District actually is?
Most simply stated, it's a special education program for students with special needs, and it's specifically supposed to be set up for students with emotional or psychological disabilities.
Okay, so these are all already students who face some pretty serious challenges in their lives.
Right. It's a group of students who typically have either witnessed trauma or experienced trauma.
Mm-hmm. So the Disability Law Center then underwent a half-year-long, roughly, investigation.
Roughly, yes.
And what did you find?
Well, unfortunately, what we found was that this is a school where excessive force was used on these students. There were physical injuries, as you alluded to in your introduction. They did not adhere to the limits imposed by state law on restraints. The youngsters wound up with, in some cases, physical injuries, and almost all situations, emotional or psychological injury.
And the age ranges of these students again?
They are fourth through eighth graders. So they're not very large students. It's not as if they're large high school students. These are, reasonably small students.
And do we have a sense as to how long this was going on or has been going on?
Well, when we did our report, we went back a year. And so we wanted to make sure that we were looking at enough information to show a trend. So I can't tell you definitely beyond a year, but we have no reason to suspect that it wasn't in effect much longer.
Okay. Now, and were these things happening? I mean, is the Therapeutic Intervention Program housed in a separate building from the Peck School, or is the Peck School where the program is located? I'm just wondering how integrated were these students with the rest of the district?
The Peck School is a public school, and this is a program within that.
Okay.
Some of the students do have some interaction, socialization with the other students, and some are separate and segregated during the day.
Okay, but nevertheless, they share the same building space.
Yes, that's right. It's a program within the overall school.
And yet this was still happening. Okay, what tipped off the Disability Law Center to begin with?
We received complaints from families and community representatives saying who had tried to have the problems addressed and they weren't addressed, and so they came to us and let us know the problems that they were aware of.
And in your experience, based on what you and the Disability Law Center found, I mean, how bad is or was the abuse and compared to others that you have investigated before?
We are charged with investigating abuse and neglect of individuals with disabilities, students and adults. And other people have asked that question, and I'd have to say quite honestly, this is one of the worst that we've seen, both in terms of numbers and the pervasiveness, the wrongful treatment of these youngsters who are already, as I said, emotionally vulnerable, and they are re-traumatized by these wrongful acts on the part of staff.
So use the word pervasiveness, which makes me wonder, are we to think that the treatment of this kind of treatment of the students was sanctioned, or is it part of how they do what they do there, or was it just that we're dealing with a number of teachers and employees there who weren't properly trained? I mean, how can something like that become so pervasive?
It seemed to be the culture of the school. There was a lot of power struggles between the youngsters and the staff. There was a lot of do this or else. It became the culture that these were, quote, bad kids, and that it was okay to treat them roughly.
So I guess I'm stumbling here because this seems what's the right word? I was going to say that is there anything criminal that you observed in the report that the report found?
Well, we're a civil legal organization. Yeah. We did not analyze it for civil liability. There are crimes of assault and battery when you use excessive force. So I don't want to opine on whether there are crimes or not. That would be up to a district attorney to see whether the allegations rise to that level and whether he or she exercises their prosecutorial discretion.
And what has happened since you published your report?
Well, since the report, the district and the leadership has pointed out those things where there has been improvement, and we note that in our report. We think there's the beginning of some good changes. What we don't know is whether these will be systemic and longstanding, and so we have demanded that there be a detailed remedial plan to address these systemic problems, and we are committed to doing ongoing monitoring because it does no one any good if you release a splashy report, you get good media, and then you walk away. We're in here for the long haul, and we're going to see that these practices change.
Would you like to see the children removed from this program until these changes are fully implemented that you're asking for, though?
Well, that's a harder question because these students have procedural rights and issues under the special education law. But what we do say in our report is that if this program can't be corrected and it can't be a place that provides services, support, and appropriate treatment of these vulnerable youngsters, then the viability of it going forward must be reexamined.
Well, Stan Eichner is director of litigation at the Disability Law Center. He supervised this quite disturbing report on the Peck School in the Holyoke School District. Stan Eichner, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Well, let's turn briefly now to Mitchell Chester. He is the Commissioner of Elementary and Secondary Education for Massachusetts, and he joins us as well. Commissioner Chester, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Magna. I'm glad to be with you.
I'd love to hear your response to what Stan Eichner has been saying, that there was a pervasive culture that led to the treatment of the terrible treatment of these students at the Peck School.
Sure. And I take the DLC report quite seriously, although my concerns about Holyoke as well as about Peck specifically predate this report. Your listeners may or may not be aware that based on grave concerns about the district, I recommended and the state board took receivership of the Holyoke School
right.
District this past spring, in April, I believe. And so we've been on the ground a short amount of time, and very early in our tenure on the ground, I visited personally the Peck School and was alarmed at what I saw there in terms of the therapeutic intervention program, the quality of the program. Not surprisingly, based on that, we've moved very quickly to get a handle on the program. We've replaced the school leadership. We've secured outside expertise to revamp the program. We've reduced the use of restraint. We've reduced the use of substantially separate classrooms for students with disabilities. So I'm not at all dismissive of DLC's report. I take their concerns very seriously, and they overlap with concerns that I have.
What work remains? We've just got about a minute left to go here. What work remains to be done in order to ensure the students' safety permanently?
Well, I think we're on the right track for that, but we are taking a look at the special education program in the district across the board, including the process by which students get placed in this particular program. We're looking at whether this program is appropriately structured, which we don't think it is, and so we're revamping the program. So we're on the right path here. I'm very confident of that, and I welcome the DLC to continue continue to look over our shoulder and give us their opinion on whether or not we're moving in the right direction.
Well, Mitchell Chester, Commissioner for Elementary and Secondary Education for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, thank you so much for joining us once again.
Thank you, Meghna.
And by the way, we have a link to the Disability Law Center's report at our website, radioboston.org. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.